This is Ozarks at Large. Today, John Brummett's column for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, found in the physical newspaper and at ArkansasOnline.com, focused on the one-time momentum for a possible special session of the Arkansas legislature devoted to creating regulations on vaping. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked Brummett about the possibility that special session will take place. They also talked about the increasing obsessiveness in some Arkansas circles regarding the hunt for a new head football coach at the University of Arkansas. First, though, Roby asked John Brummett about the inspiration for his thoughts on vaping legislation.
Do you remember we sat here, I'd say it was 75 days ago, about, and we talked about Senator Jim Hendren had proposed sort of an anti-vaping legislation for a special session, and he's the governor's nephew. And
it's going to be a study committee to try to build some support for it. I think
there
Senator
was.
Missy Irvin was.
She was involved. She's head of public health. It was going to subject vaping basically to the same restrictions and as tobacco, and a level of taxation similar to tobacco. I think you said you think it's going to happen, and I think it. And I said it might, and you said, to your credit, I don't think so. And it turns out, I'm sort of catching up on that, it's not obviously going to happen. It's too close to an election. Republican legislators are averse to raising taxes anytime, certainly now. But there are a couple other factors that even made it less possible for it to happen. One of which is that the governor said, if we're going to have a special session, I'm going to include in the agenda a hate crimes law bill. He doesn't want Arkansas. He hates Arkansas being conspicuous and looking backwards. And Arkansas is one of only four states without one. He was insisting on that, and that upset the family council and religious evangelical conservatives, who worry about some element of that I'll explain. And then Trump. You never can count on Trump. 75 days ago, the Trump administration, you know what they were going to do?
They were going to
outlaw flavored e-cigarettes and protect the children.
Yes.
Now, the vaping industry paid for a poll of vapers in battleground states, and they would not like it if their president did that. And so now the president has tucked tail on that. So
he doesn't have a lot of margin for error with his constituencies, does he?
No, he won. Somebody said there are like 120,000 or thereabouts confirmed vaping people in those three states. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. He won those three states by a combination of 70,000. He can't offend very many vapers who voted for him and get reelected. And as you know, that's the most important thing. Mm. That's the most important thing.
You got any thoughts on who you want to be the next Arkansas football coach?
You know,
I want you to get all hyped up about this new coach. I want you to put yourself in the shoes of what you call a hogaholic, mm-hmm. And I want you to see if you can empathize.
Roby, there's
not just sympathize.
I understand, particularly in the Southern culture, the fan obsession. I do. I mean, I watched that Auburn-Alabama game, and I could understand what was going on. It was real drama. And there was even drama for a few less stakes down in Mississippi with that Egg Bowl and how much LSU's
so you
success.
Think Nick Saban may be available,
no,
is what
no,
you're saying.
No, I'm so. Just saying, even though I try to modulate my obsession, I understand that people are really interested in it. But what I saw yesterday on social media, tracking airplanes, some guy said he had just been in the bathroom in Fayetteville with Lane Kiffin. He put on, I don't think so, but maybe somebody that looked like Lane Kiffin. Some other fella said, my wife works down at the athletic complex. She left her computer. She went down to get it. They wouldn't let her in because high priority privacy right now. Really? And the coach is in Fayetteville, and it will be done in the morning. They said, maybe all that's true.
Doesn't that sound like Saban is getting the boot at Alabama and coming to Arkansas? I mean, he didn't take him to the promised land this year.
Come on. And in fact, he's lost three games in a calendar year.
Oh.
And in fact, a guy from Fort Smith, Arkansas, outsmarted him on national television. Didn't outsmart him, just pulled a fast one on him. Anyway, I'm just saying this.
Brummett says Saban next coach.
No, I... There is some, I don't want to speculate. I really don't care. It's going to, I mean, in a way, other than as a social study or a cultural study. But I suspect this, I'm not even going to speculate. Lane Kiffin seems to be the thing we're talking about right now. And he,
it could be different by the end of the day.
I remember when his dad was the defensive coordinator for Lou Holtz during a 40-5 3 year when they went 40-5, and was Monty Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin was a kid growing up in Fayetteville during those days. And he's got experience at Tennessee. He's got experience at Alabama. Remember when he was Saban's offensive coordinator getting screamed at by Saban? That's right. That's good experience.
That is.
Coached at USC successfully. Coached the Oakland Raiders when they were the Oakland Raiders. So he's a possibility. But, you know, it's just this. Once the last game is played, the people have to have something to obsess on, and this is a hogaholic bench.
Well, I want you to think about this.
Yes.
The 2020 Razorback football team is undefeated right now.
They are.
Go Hogs.
And whoever is hired as the new coach will remain until next fall the only undefeated coach in the history of Razorback football. You remember, I used to call Chad Morris this. He's the only undefeated coach.
I think Frank Broyles went undefeated one year.
I mean for his career.
Oh, I got you.
This guy they hire will never have lost as a Razorback coach. And you can say that of no one else.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found in our region in the physical newspaper and everywhere at ArkansasOnline.com. He talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. They also talked about the rollout in Little Rock of the digital-only Democrat Gazette and how the state's largest city appears to be reacting to the shift in the earliest days of that change. You can find their entire conversation at talkbusiness.net.